60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, but first, exciting news from Down Under.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Right. Australia's most populous city, Sydney, is getting a brand new fleet of ferry boats. And they did what no company in their right mind should ever do. They asked the internet to help them name their new boats.
Oh my God.
And if you weren't aware, there's been an ongoing prank online where every time a survey asks people to name something, one of the top suggestions is always something McSomething face. In England, they got Bodie McBoatface. In Sweden, they got Trainee McTrain face for a train.
Lucky.
And now in Australia, we will have Fairy McFairy face.
It's nice alliteration, too.
Yeah,
it Fairy is. McFairy face.
Uh-huh.
How awesome would it be if you're the one that gets to do the announcements for what ferry's leaving what terminal?
Yeah, and it's especially good because the other ferries in the fleet will have names of distinguished Australian locals. There's one that's named after a famous ophthalmologist, a renowned heart surgeon, and a prize-winning obstetrician. And their legacies will be honored alongside Fairy McFairy Face.
I like it. We need to, like, rename some of our things. Like Statue of Liberty Face.
I'm actually surprised no one's named a kid Baby McBaby Face.
Not yet.
You know it's about to happen.
It is.
Very
right?
soon. Well, congratulations to the internet. You've done it once again.
Yay.
All right, let's put on Shocky McShock Face and get to the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
Ooh, Jewel McJewel Face.
Nice. All right.
That's a clunky one.
It's, it doesn't flow very smoothly.
No.
All right, I have the shock collar. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
Thanks in advance. There's a very famous phrase that's spoken by people all around the world, the phrase, knock, knock, who's there? Most people recognize it as the setup for a good old-fashioned knock-knock joke, like the ones you can see Jubal perform live at his comedy shows.
That's all I do.
That would be so awesome.
But did you know that phrase has been around longer than just a few decades? It actually goes back hundreds of years to a very famous moment in history. It was said at one particular event and was only allowed to be spoken by one person. Where was the phrase, knock, knock, who's there, originally used?
Whoa. Oh, man.
I'm feeling pretty clueless. An event hundreds of years ago.
A famous moment. A moment. Like, what famous moments have happened hundreds of years ago?
Well, it's got to be, like, my first thought is, like, think of something like Paul Revere and the lantern, right? Like some sort of signal.
Yeah,
where
that's
they
good.
Couldn't let someone right. through for some reason.
Sort of.
Or like
password type situation.
George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Knock knock.
Getting into knock knock. Who's
there?
George Washington.
George Washington
moments.
Who?
Yeah.
boats. Pilgrims. That was hundreds of years ago, right?
Yeah.
What if the pilgrims came in and Thanksgiving they're like,
knock knock, savages.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smallpox blanket.
Yeah. Read the question one more time, please.
There's a very famous phrase spoken by people all around the world, the phrase, knock, knock, who's there? Most people recognize it as the setup for a good old-fashioned knock, knock joke. But did you know the phrase has been around longer than just a few decades? It actually goes back hundreds of years to a very famous moment in history. It was said at one particular event and was only allowed to be spoken by one person. Where does the phrase, knock, knock, who's there, originally come from?
What if it was the signing of the Declaration of Independence and you had to knock on the door, and if you didn't know the answer, then they wouldn't let you in. And it was like Benjamin Franklin who was manning the door.
I don't think it's American history. I think it's got to be something other than American history.
You think?
Oh, it's totally American history. No one else is lame enough to pick that up and use it as a joke for hundreds of years.
Man. That's not bad, the Constitution.
I'm going to go with the Trojan horse.
What? That's more than hundreds of years. Okay,
it's
whatever.
A long time ago, yeah.
You didn't do well in history, apparently.
Well, no, just because that's the only thing I can think of where they had to knock on it to let them know they could come out.
Something
okay,
to.
Do it.
No. Well, I'll go. Yeah. I'll go with that. Oh, I'll just go with that.
What about the Abe Lincoln assassination?
What?
What? What is that? I'm thinking of moments anything. In history. Leave me alone. I'm trying
he
to help.
He got shot in a theater.
You like to get up on the balcony?
What if he said
no.
That?
Jeff, just go with me. It's way too old of a thing, but let's go with it.
The common phrase, knock, knock, who's there, is used today as the setup to a mildly humorous joke, but originally the phrase goes back hundreds of years, all the way to 16th century England, where it was used every night at one very popular event. For one penny, you could go to the Globe Theatre in London, where Shakespearean actors would recite the famous joke, knock, knock, who's there, as a line from the play Macbeth.
Oh.
What? Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Well, you were right, though.
It wasn't American history, at least.
Yeah, it was kind of on track.
So Shakespeare is responsible for knock, knock jokes?
Shakespeare came up with the original knock, knock joke.
Or whoever really wrote for Shakespeare is what we really mean, right?
No, that was all Shakespeare.
All right. I got it wrong, and I got the lyrics, too. I got 5 on it by the Loonies. So I'll sing that before I get shocked. Nice. Shock color is on. Here we go. I got 5 on it. Grab your 40, let's get keyed. I got 5 on it. Messing with that endo. Yow! All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Moving 92.5 has your.